With three stores at 174th and Maple and a shop in Fremont, Dillon Brothers has the motorcycle you're looking for. In addition to bikes, they also sell ATVs, side-by-sides, jet skis, and more. Check it all out at Dillon-Brothers.com.
Welcome back, Game Time. 1620 The Zone, 1620TheZone.com, 1620 The Zone mobile app. Good stuff with Dan Wetzel. Put that interview on the podcast. It's been a fun show so far. Finish strong, and the best way to finish strong is come with our Mariano Rivera for three and out, Corey.
It's a high honor.
Well, it's deserved. Right.
Of all the athletes that I could be named after, Mariano Rivera was not on that my short list.
It wasn't up there, but
that's okay.
I see things differently.
That's okay. I understand I don't look like Tom Brady, so it's probably asking a little bit too much.
I just want a good closer.
Closure. Okay, first down. We'll try to close this out strong. In case you missed it, your Los Angeles Lakers are NBA Summer League champions. They finished the Summer League at 6-2. Knocked off the Blazers 110-98 last night. Lonzo Ball won NBA Summer League MVP. And this might take the cake for the most ridiculous in a sports year filled with ridiculous sport. We just got to talking about Mayweather-McGregor.
Which is ridiculous.
But the most ridiculous sports story that people just seem to be gobbling is the fact that Lonzo Ball hasn't worn the Triple B shoes in the last four games.
Yeah.
And to that, I say, why do you care? Why is that a story? But nevertheless, Lonzo Ball's the MVP. And Magic Johnson had a few. Like, normally, I'm a big fan of Magic Johnson Twitter hot takes. Well, last night, after his team won the Summer League, he had some verbal hot takes. I'm going to play that for you right now.
The Lakers are back. We're going to try to make sure we build and grow. And we're going to have a great year, but also build toward having sustainability so that we can have a lot of great years.
Well, slow down, Magic.
Lakers are back.
Oh, my gosh.
The Lakers are back.
Listen to these takes.
We're going to have a great year.
Hot takes.
Steaming. Blazing hot.
I just love the Lakers are back.
They're back.
That was going all over the place on Twitter. It was like, oh, Lakers are back. It's like, it's Summer League.
They have to go back.
It is. It's the Summer League.
Well, all you have to, I mean, you're a basketball guy, you know this. Normally, the team that wins the NBA Summer League does really well.
In the NBA regular season.
It does. Yep. Just ask the Chicago Bulls last year. They had a great season. They had a great year.
Lonzo balled out, though. I got to give him that.
He's good. You know, he was pretty good.
He did his thing.
He did his thing. And the Lakers are back. They're back.
Yep.
Second down. We talked about it to begin the hour, just about this Kirk Cousins Washington Redskins deal. And you read the quote from Bruce Allen, Redskins president, on the contract disputes that they've had. Well, I actually have some audio of Bruce Allen. But what you'll notice is maybe the monkey wrench in this whole deal, maybe the reason why Kirk Cousins has not decided to sign at the dotted line, is that Bruce Allen doesn't know what his name is.
Oh, man.
Maybe he doesn't know the name of his franchise. Maybe he's been trying to sign this different guy this entire time and hasn't even reached out to Kirk Cousins. So here's Bruce Allen on his franchise quarterback.
After discussions with Kirk this weekend face-to-face, I wanted to clarify our negotiations for this year. Kirk is obviously an important part of our organization and is important to our team and fans to know where we stand. Our goal was to sign Kirk to a long-term contract with a final objective of having him end his career with the Redskins. Right after the draft, we made Kirk an offer, $53 million. It also included a guarantee for injury of $72 million. The deal would have made him at least the second highest paid player by average per year in NFL history. But despite our repeated attempts, we have not received any offer from Kurt's agent this year. Kurt has made it clear to me that he prefers to play on a year-to-year basis. In all of our discussions, he feels comfortable doing that. While we would have liked to have worked out a long-term contract, we respect and accept his decision.
So if you were counting at home,
how many was that?
That was six times in a minute that Bruce Allen called him Kurt Cousins.
I mean, that's kind of stuff that's like, that's annoying.
Come on, man. Six times. You can screw up my name once, but you do it six times.
Even you can screw up the backup left tackle's name once. Not your friend. Not your starting quarterback.
This is the guy you tried to get $53 million
to. Who you want to be the face of your franchise for the next? You're going to call him Kurt Cousins.
Kurt Cousins.
That's pretty bad. That's Kurt pretty Cousins. Embarrassing.
Why don't you sign with us, Kurt?
Kurt.
I don't know. Maybe because you don't know my name.
Okay, my name is not Kurt. It's Kirk. Wow, that's bad. That's embarrassing.
It's bad.
That is really embarrassing.
But other things that are bad, as we drastically shift from sports to Game of Thrones.
Hashtag Thrones.
I watched a video yesterday that was like top three things you might have missed from the first episode of Game of Thrones, and number two on the list was Ed Sheeran's cameo. I don't think anybody missed that. I think that was pretty obvious.
Did you like that?
I hated it.
I mean, it's like
I hated it.
Game of Thrones is not a place for that.
It's not a place for any cameos. It's not a single one.
Like, why?
Because it sticks out like a sore thumb.
Yeah, like why?
You've never done it before. Why do you do it now?
Why?
And it was a pointless scene too.
Yeah, why?
It was pointless. It furthered the narrative. None. It didn't further
so
anything.
Dumb. It was distracting. That whole scene, you were just distracted.
But Ed Sheeran has been mocked so much for that Game of Thrones cameo that he has deleted his Twitter account.
No.
Ed Sheeran is off of Twitter. Now, Ed's been known to kind of sign off of social media. He said before that he's sick of seeing the world through a screen and wanted to travel the world and see everything he had missed. And
I got him on that. You know.
But after, like, this was the straw that broke the camel's back. He's taken numerous breaks from social media. This Game of Thrones appearance has caused him to delete his Twitter account completely. But man, I
didn't like it. I was like, what the, why?
Like,
why?
During an episode where I was already not that happy about it, I thought it was boring. To see that, I was like, what are you doing? Like,
why?
That's something that, like, NICS Miami would
like
do. Like, CSI Miami would do that.
Or that's what, you know, like, the old school, that's like, and on this week's Modern Family, Brad Pitt show. Like, I get that. You know, it's like that. But, like,
it's not Game of Thrones.
Game of Thrones?
And it never has been. You didn't see Breaking Bad have like Jerry Seinfeld in one of their episodes.
I thought that was stupid to me.
Because a good cameo is like, yes, it's asking too much for you to not be like, oh yeah, that's Ed Sheeran.
Right.
But a good cameo, you want to feel like that guy belongs in the scene and belongs in the show.
Here's the thing.
That entire scene is like, you're not whoever you say you are. You're Ed Sheeran.
Because this is a fairy tale made up place. So it's like, to me, no celebrity that belongs on the show. You know, like
I'm with you.
It wouldn't make sense for Hugh Jackman to show up. It wouldn't make sense for Russell Crowe to show up. It's like they're not in the seven. They're not in King's Landing. They're not there.
No,
it's ridiculous.
Khaleesi is not dancing to Shape of You. It's just not how it is.
No, I thought that was dumb.
That's three and out.
Very dumb. Very dumb. Damn. So he took a lot of heat for that, huh? Think he got paid a lot for that?
Like, oh yeah, he definitely.
I mean, definitely.
I'm sure it was worth it.
I'll take heat. It's all good. You can tweet your favorite Zone hosts and shows anything, anytime with the Trusted Choice Zone Twitter feed. All right, almost home. We're almost there. Got to take a break. When we come back. Get our crossover game ready. Robbie and John. Here we go. Do that when we come back.